Avinu's milchoma against the Bala Avodah Zorah, Terach, the Nimrod, the Ikaron, was awesome. It was also for Avram Avinu to do. Why? Shayu nechshav kamam bet atzmoi al das. He committed suicide. You don't let it go. You don't let it go and rile up the goyim so that they throw into the Kivshon Eish. Vamla mishum kach Noach hatzadik lo lechem behem. Noach never went to war against them. He understood. You don't let it risk your life or something like that. Whatever the halachic deen tells, oh yeah, this is Avodah Zorah, maybe you are, Yarog Vayov, don't know. Ulam Avram Avinu, are you honest? He said, what was Avram Avinu's heter? Why wasn't he held accountable? Because he was honest. Why was he honest? Ulay yoichel yisboil et hasheker v'yotzei milchama, because he just couldn't. Sometimes you just can't. You see things and you just can't. So, lishboil et ha'ezen a little bit. Give a marshal. Marshal amad David Doimer. There's some people that don't speak Loshon Hora. Sorry, just people. There's some people that don't speak Loshon Hora because it says so. It's also, you know, they learned the Prophet's Chaim. And they know it's also. The other people that can't speak Loshon Hora because it's disgusting. And they don't even be told it's also. Yeah, you wouldn't put your head into a sewer. That's why they don't speak Loshon Hora. They can't, it's honest, it's disgusting. Let's see the marshal. Yudi nikla la chaburut kanabolim oichle odom. Happened to find himself in a group of cannibals in deep Africa, whatever, and he got caught by a bunch of cannibals. His time is very limited. He's going to be invited for dinner. You know, he's going to be the dinner. Ubatoich man ketzai shamesh lehem ka ruchot zoraim. Ueni yodaya leshit eitzes benafshoi ulam azoyle bedaita rayon. He doesn't know what he's going to do here. He's about to be put into a boiling pot of water and he's going to be served on a dish. And what can he do? Suddenly he gets an idea. He calls the head, the chief cannibal, and he says to him, what do you get? You eat me, right? 70 kilograms of steak. Prime steak, you get from me whatever, and that's it. If you leave me alive, I'm a very, very, very mishuchlal engineer, and I can help advance your society and show you how you can get much, much more meat. You eat me, that's it, it's game over. You know, tomorrow you're hungry again, but I can mamash mitkadem your society for you. Enormous benefit to your community. Rosh HaKnufiyah Mishtachaneh Ben Dvoro, persuaded by this argument. Condition. You can't just accept a deal from anybody. You have to make a condition, right? That's how it works. Reizvo ish navonu maskil, alav nanatzel et kishonotov letoivus hashevet. Since you're a very talented man, you have to use your talent and your abilities for the good of the tribe. And therefore you have to become like a leader of theirs. Therefore you have to join us. Therefore you have to sit together and eat with us, one of our victims. You have to sit and have a meal with us. You can't just join us and work with us and be part of us if you don't follow our customs. You have to teach him how we catch people more sophisticatedly than the way we do it. You have to set up traps to catch people. You have to show us the most advanced technological ways to catch them, how to cook them in a more advanced way, you know, using less of our resources. You have to teach us how to be part of the, you know, you've got to become part of the game here. Understood? Person will die a thousand deaths before he becomes a cannibal. Yeah? What will you do? You prepare to join these guys and sit there and eat? It could be, it would even be mutter. We're not talking about Issa Heta here. But why wouldn't you do it? Because it says in Shulchan Aruch? No, because Echgenisht, I can't. Onus, kill me. Who says it's awesome? Who says it's awesome? That's the reason for being awesome? Chas v'chalila l'daber kacha. Chas v'chalila l'daber kacha. Chas v'chalila.
Human being?
Because it's disgusting, that's why it's awesome?
And
chaza is because of tapeworm? Chas v'chalila l'daber kacha. Chas v'chalila. Chas v'chalila. Chas v'chalila. When tapeworm is not a problem, then it becomes muta. If it's not disgusting, then it's fine. By the way, it's not so awesome, by the way. It's not the biggest issue in the world to eat humans. It's much worse to eat a piece of chaza, I can tell you now, according to the halacha. Right. But to say that we know why things are awesome, to say we know why things are awesome, chas v'chalila, we know why things are awesome. We understand the infinite wisdom of why everything is awesome and muta in the world. So what did you mean? That's what you said. You said it's awesome because it's disgusting. Nonsense. No, that's not why it's awesome.
You've got kosher food, you've got trade food, and the human isn't considered one of those things. I think it's not considered like food.
You said
it? And that we don't eat it because... But with us, there because...
There's many reasons why we don't eat it. Because of COVID amaze, because of COVID amaze. But the issa of eating human flesh is not because... That's not the time of the apostle. That's not the time of the issa. That the reason for the issa?
I don't know what the reason is.
No one knows what the reason is. That's what I'm saying. Chas v'chalila, to say what the reason of a mitzvah is. In Achinami, you have a kash on me, the Rishonim with dash and time with the crown. There's a machlokes in the... That's another sugya, how we understand it. No. Just to clarify, be careful what you say. People said that the reason why kashrus meat and milk, it's unhealthy. It's unhealthy, that's why we don't eat boss of a cholov. It's a chok. We don't know we don't eat boss of a cholov. It's a chok. Mishpatim, we can try and understand. But chukim? I don't understand.
But no, I'm just talking more from the aspect of the original boss of a cholov had to do with tahor, and then the tahor came along and said, no, it's all things, and from that aspect.
Avram Avinu havin v'chash ki ha-sheker shebo chayim kol yoish v'teivim hu neir v'adova nechshav k'kannibalism. The sheker in the door that Avram Avinu had to deal with in his eyes was totally intolerable and was like cannibalism. The marshal. Disgusting. Hu lo haya musugal lisbol zois k'divrei chasam sofer hu haya onus al kach. He was honest. He would come to him and tell you, Avraham Avinu, api halacha, excuse me, Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to do what you're doing. Yeah, which was at Noach Taimi to him, that it was also do what you're doing. He could have said, you're right, I know, it's also over money, what can I do? I'm honest. Honest, Rachmana Patre. Honest. Amnam Elohaki Adayin is Boireno. He still didn't recognize Hashem. Ulam es Hashekish Nebranim Chaim Boir, that lie that people were living with, who lo yam sugal is bol, he couldn't tolerate it. Couldn't tolerate it. The first thing he did was he was borach min hasheker. That's why he was Avram Ivri. He stood on one side of the world, in the world of MS, and the rest of the world stood on the other side in the olam hasheker, and he couldn't tolerate it. And if you're going to kill me, kill me. Ani onus, ani lo yochol. Okay, what has got to do with us? Mazek kashu alai. No one's going to kill me if I'm not particularly with what's going on in the Western world today or in my world. Let's see what this has to do with us. Al piyaisa derech hadeni lechush bedoreinu kili yam hataiva v'habidur hamatzif es kolo ilam kulu hu cannibalism. Person has to look at the world today and see the hedonistic plunge, the narcissistic hedonistic plunge into an abyss of Gashmias is so disgusting that in our eyes it should look like cannibalism. I can't. I'm not loyal. Ein kan hevdel bein achilas bnei adam chaim lebein sreifas neshamas yudiyot. Keep this for Tisha B'Av if you want. There's no difference between eating a living human being or taking neshamas of Jews and burning them. Not the guf, the neshamas. The Pinkel Zatzal once asked on Tisha B'Av, what's worse? We know in Eicha we see it, and in the Kinnas we see it, that they were given that they ate their own children. Now, that was one of the curses of the Churban, was that people ate their own flesh. He asked, what's worse? What's worse? Ask this question for yourself, you don't have to answer it yet. Get in touch with where you're holding. What's worse? That? Or feed a child treifiv and aveila? What's worse?
I would definitely say eating your own child.
Sit down and tell us what you think. That's what you think. That's what you think. In the Torah's eyes, or Pialocha, it's a trillion times worse feeding your child treifas of Nevelas once than eating human flesh. That I promise you. Could be in certain cases it was even mutter to eat human flesh. I have a friend, he's nifta. His father told him one day, he was having whatever, you know, children have fights with their parents, you know, you don't know anything, I know more than you, whatever. He was having a bit of a cook with his father. His father turned around to him and said, you never saw anyone eat mensch flesh, don't tell me you know more than me. I was there, I saw what happened. I saw in the Holocaust, I saw people eating mensch flesh, he said. Don't tell me you know more than me. I heard this from himself. Aval api alocha? That's what's happening today. Hatikshore taktuva v'hamuduberes. The written tikshore, the news, and the radios, and the machshavim v'internet v'kola technologic. Harayim ketay hagazim. These are like gas chambers. Ukemesrofas treblinka v'Auschwitz. He was there. These are like gas chambers and the furnaces of Treblinka and Auschwitz. Ima yo'ele b'dayte shel man dehu la tzitzegaria la hanoise me'esha seifes. Imagine somebody there in Auschwitz, he wants to light his cigarette, he hasn't got a match, so he goes and he lights it from the oven. It might not be awesome, but would anyone do such a thing? They wouldn't do such a thing. His grandfather's busy burning in the ovens, and then he's lighting a cigarette from the ovens. It's much worse to make someone sin than to kill somebody. Because if you kill him, you kill him in this world. If you cause him to sin, you've killed him in the next world. And therefore, a person has to distance himself and cut himself off from all this despicableness. Ein chal keine lo bebidu ubesaratim gam imahem metsunazrim. I don't know what that word means. Einenu mishtatfim b'chol ha'ilot. What's metsunazrim? He translates that into French, and then you can translate it into English.
About the technology,
yeah. The movies. He's talking about the last line, on the page about the movies.
Censored.
Even censors. Censored. Even the most censored movies. No one's got no Nivel Payne, no woman in the movies, whatever. Nefesh. Once again, it's not the content, it's the medium. Did I say it's awesome to watch The Wizard of Oz? Did I say it's awesome to watch National Geographic? Never in my life did I say that's awesome. Everyone's going to know where he's holding. We're talking about in real, in ideal, not in real. Once again, these are hard, complicated keshbonos. At least we need to know what we're dealing with. The person has to have a clear understanding that the Wizard of Oz is a god. Yeah?
National Geographic defenders.
National Geographic's also from a goy. If you're going to build, it's a deeper story what's wrong with National Geographic, okay? If there's anything wrong with it. Let's just finish this paragraph. I will explain to you from another perspective what might be wrong with National Geographic. Once again, I don't know if there's anything wrong with it, but let me try and explain to you what may be a problem with it. Once again, not forgetting ISSA. Not forgetting ISSA.
Ideal.
Not even being an ideal, but understanding what's wrong with it. There's two problems with National Geographic. We'll discuss it now. Alainu la'akbir al-kach b'mesiris nefesh, gam kashe adova nogei lu'uvdan panosa, even if you're going to lose money because of this. Ein la'alu chelek v'nachale imam. We have nothing to do with these people. Ma keshe in kol ha'goyishkai. Im hayu matzim lanu liyoiz maskir o maskira rachman letzlan b'machanot ha'shmadai ma'inu mechonim l'kach. You got offered a job to be the secretary, you know, the scorekeeper in Auschwitz. They offered you a job. Nice office, air conditioning, you know, so you don't have to smell the smells. They offered you a job there to be the secretary. You take the job. Why not? Because it's Osa. Well, but what are you talking about? Panos, you know how much they're paying you? They're paying me three times what they pay everywhere else. Would anyone take the job? Of course not. Aleinu livrach ulenois el nafsheinu venefesh tzatzeinu min hasheker hanoira soviv atonu. You have to flee, and you have to make sure that your descendants flee, and they're guarded from the enormous sheker that the world surrounds us with. Nishmo al gavoseinu ha-yehudit b'koloiz, guard our Jewish pride with all strength. Lo nichlan nisoinus ha-rega ula hafoichos hazman. Not to be thrown and turmoiled by the changes of the times and the modernizations and the fashions and the, you have to have this. I'm not driven by that. I'm driven by what I need. I'm driven by what I need to do in order to have a keshi with Hashem. Ein lanu shaychus kol shul goyim ula avoleim. Nothing to do with the goyim and all these narishkas. Im ha'am adoyim ula chomor. V'nachnu bonav shel ha'kodesh baruch hu li'elyonei shel melech. We're the elite troops of Hashem. Bonim of Hashem, we don't hang out with the riffraff down in the pubs. That's not where we hang out. Hard stuff to swallow this. Hard to swallow. Practically hard stuff. Theoretically it's possible. Obvious. Well, to put it into our lives when we're facing complex decisions, you know, look, kach pashut. There's two problems with National Geographic. Not the National Geographic, it's about the Mussar. There's three problems. First of all, there's a problem of Bittul Torah. But let's say that's not a problem because you weren't going to be learning anyway. Fine. Or your kids or whatever. The lesser problem is that, and once again, it's not the context, it's the media. When you're watching National Geographic movies, you are not doing anything. You're sitting passive and absorbing something. It means you're not developing your imagination, you're not developing your das, you're not developing anything of yourself. You're just sitting there and watching a nice movie about orangutans out of Patagonia, right? Which are interesting and fascinating, and it's interesting and might even, you know, you can maybe even use it to see the wonders of the Bria, etc., etc. And there might be some positives, but at the end of the day, it's destroying your das. It's destroying your inner reality. Why do people need to travel and see different trees? Why did the Chazon Ish never have to travel? Why was he always just happy to stay in his little room? He didn't need to go anywhere. Why? When Aaron Levy was sitting on an aeroplane, they wanted to show him Niagara Falls. He was much more happy just to keep his nose in his Gemara. You'll never see the Niagara Falls again. Stick out your head out the window for 1 second, look at the Niagara Falls. Why? Because I have such a rich inner world that the outer world loma nyenuti. I don't have to go traveling. Well, what drives the travel industry? I don't have any inner world. Inside myself, I'm bored and I have nothing inside myself. You put me on a desert island for 3 hours, will be the worst torture in the world. Stick Reb Chaim Kanevsky on a desert island, he's the happiest man in the world. The happiest man in the world. Just leave me alone in my little attic room upstairs there, day in, day out, never have to go anywhere. How come some people are able to sit in the same place day in and day out and learn and learn and learn and learn? Is that what's going on in the world out there? was talking to a guy the other day, with somebody, the conversation of Trump came up. He wanted to know who Trump was. Who said Trump? And he'll tell me, listen, you know, you got to get real, you got to know what's going on in the world. Could be you're right, I don't know. But I was misspelled by the fact that this guy, he's sitting and learning in his little corner or whatever. The difference between him and the Gedolim was the Gedolim sat in their corners and learned or whatever, knew exactly who Trump was. Kazanich knew exactly what was going on in this world war. He knew which battles were being fought, who was winning, it was something to see. And if you come to the Kazanich, he never went out of his lounge. Yeah, he knew exactly what was going on in the world. The Byron Leib was very, very worldly. That's a special siyata d'shma gedolim get. But mommy and it, him is a Trump. I need to know who Trump is. Think about it. I know I'm sounding, you guys are going to kick me out of here, I know. I need to know who Trump is. How much of my day, of my month, is spent thinking about Trump, reading about Trump, what's he going to do, when's he going to, especially when you see how, whatever. My life's got any, my cash or Trump, what do I need to know for? Now seriously, if you think about it intelligently, anybody want to tell me why I need to know who Trump is and what he's doing and why? Kesha. Kesha. First of all, no one's asking me my opinion. So whether I think he should do this or do that or do this and he should have done this and he shouldn't have done this and have a whole conversation for 3 hours discussing politics or whatever, no one's asking your opinion, Pip. You think they're interested in what you have to say? No one cares. No one ever listens to anybody. He's going to do what he's going to do anyway. Maybe if you want to write him a letter to get him to do, you know, to get somebody out of prison, whatever, maybe you need to know who he is. Posada, okay? But just to know who Trump is because you need to know? And Sheker Godlem is it. And we bought into that Sheker. We have to know what's going on in the world. Why? Yeah. He always used to challenge people of Taoba. I'm talking about 50 years ago already. I mean, I take yourself from the news for 40 days. No news. No news is good news. No television, no newspapers, no WhatsApps, no Yeshiva world, no nothing. No news for 40 days. Afterwards, you can go back and drown yourself in the news again. If you'll want to. Try it for 40 days, you'll understand what I'm talking about. First of all, nothing will change except you. You'll start seeing things and getting in touch with yourself in a way you never had. But when you come back to watching the news, I promise you now, nothing's changed.
That's right.
Before I became Frum, I was out of touch with the news for 2 years. I was out of communication for 2 years. Didn't see television, read news, knew nothing, yeah, for 2 years. When I came back and I watched the news or whatever, nothing had changed.
That's right.
Two different names maybe. You know, it wasn't John having bilateral negotiations with Keith, it was whatever. You know, the names of the players had changed. But the script, exactly the same. Exactly the same, nothing's changed. Nothing's changed. Watch the news today, watch the news 30 years ago. Innovation. So what do I have to spend 5 hours a day finding what's going on? Every hour to watch the news, Mark Correa. Nothing. Nothing correct. The only thing is if you're in a place like Canada, you've got to listen to the news every 20 minutes because that's changing. The weather, sorry. Because the weather's changing like every 20 minutes. You know, it's a beautiful day up there, but there are, you know, hurricane warnings for the next 7 minutes, you know, and then it's going to snow and ice, and then it's going to be 40 degrees Celsius, you go to the beach. Okay, in a place like that, you've got to keep up with the weather. But other than that, what's changing? What do you need to know for? Mazik Kashua line. The problem is with National Geographic is what's driving my desire to watch National Geographic. I have something, I have a hole inside of me, which the physical is filling. The same as Begge. We have a hole inside of ourselves called Busha, because we did the Cheta Edel. And now we need clothes to take care of the busha. I have a hole inside of myself. I'm not happy with myself. Traveling inside myself is not that interesting. That's why Shabbos is such a torture. Because on Shabbos you can't run around and distract yourself with all the Nourish God. So therefore, I have to run around and go traveling and look at this new country and that new country. Because I've lost sense of being alive. The sheer joy of being alive is already not part of our repertoire. People have to tie rubber bands around their ankles and jump off mountains in order to just feel alive for 30 seconds. I don't see Rav Shachbangi jumping, why not? Why was he happy to just sit in his little room and learn and be happy with his own inner spiritual world? How did these Easterners do it? They sit at a mountain hermitage for 20 years. And they don't need therapy when they come out of it. They need it before they go in, but I'm just saying, because they have inner worlds. What's happened to our inner world? Where did we lose our das? The person has his inner das and he's solid with his... I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about people that I know. I'm not talking about me. I'm a big fan of traveling. National Geographic. big fan of it. Correct. But there's also another Chazal. It says someone who's busy learning Torah and he looks up to say, oh, what a wonderful bird or what a wonderful view. He's chayv benafsho. He's chayv for his life. So we have a bit of a contradiction here. We have Reb Shimshon Rofel Hirsch on the one side, who when he was an old man, packed his bags and went off to see the Alps. And his family now wanted to know what he was doing, if this ever happened. I wasn't there. This is a Zash story, and let's say it happened. They asked him, where are you going? He said, Hashem's going to say to me, Shimshon, did you see my Alps? I'm going to see the Alps. So Reb Aaron Leib wasn't worried that Hashem's going to say, did you see my Niagara Falls? He had another Chazal. I'm busy learning. If I lift up weights, look at the Niagara Falls, I'm chayv benafsho. There's not what he said, by the way. He said, I'm too busy with Nifrat HaBoyre to look at the Niagara Falls. Why should I look at the Niagara Falls? In order to mechazek my Nifla HaBoyre. I'm too busy with Nifla HaBoyre. Yeah, I'm seeing much more Nifla HaBoyre in the Gemara than I am down there. You have to know yourself. Both those Chazals are true. Sometimes you have to look at the world and you have to use the world to mechaber yourself to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lamaisa, it's the brochas we say before Kriya Shema. This machloikas that I've just put on the table, the two brochas we say before Kriya Shema. What's Kriya Shema? Kriya Shema is Vahavta Hashem Elokecha, Kabbalah Shel Malchus Shemayim. How do you prepare yourself for Avos Hashem? So the Rambam brings down in the Yad that the way to come to Avos Hashem is to be Mizboinen Bebriya, to look at his Maisim. Everything in the world is Hashem's Maisim. You look at a tree, you look at the sky, you look at the ants, you look at your hand, you look at your eye. That's all Hashem, right? That's all Nes, it's all HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's one way, says the Rambam, to come, if you meditate on that, that's one way to come to Avos Hashem. In the Sefer Mitzvahs and in the Chinuch says in a Sifri, I think, that the way to come to Avos Hashem is to be Mizboinen B'Torah. They're exactly the same, by the way, because Hashem was Mistakel Borais and Bor Olamot. The world is an exact representation of the Bria, of Torah, because he looked into the Torah and he created the world. It means everything in Torah has its counterpart in the world and vice versa, correct? So there's two Avos Hashem according to the Rishonim. One is to be Mizboinen in the Bria, yeah? Go see my Alps, yeah? There's another way, to be Mizboinen B'Torah. Both those are valid paths according to the Rishonim. What are the two brochas we say before Kriya Shema, which is a Chana for Avos Hashem? Yom Ha'Eiros and Ava Rabba. Correct? What's Yotzim O'Eiros? Being explained on the Bria. Yeah? Mm-hmm. And what's Avar Rabba? Birkas. Explained on Torah. Avar Rabba is Birkas of Torah, nachon? That's how you prepare yourself to come to Hashem. So both those drachim are valid. We, down where we are, need both. You with me? You need Rav Avigdor Miller's Derech, the Shara Bechina. You need Shara Bechina in order to come to Betochen in Hashem. But there's some people that have elevated themselves way beyond that, yeah? That they do it just through Torah. The Shara B'Tochen Derech, where they're just sitting and they're misboining in the Torah. They don't need to be misboining in the Bria. Because to them it's exactly the same thing. To Reb Aaron Leib to look at the Niagara Falls when he's busy with Yishalom Das doesn't make any sense. I'm Dovik to Hashem, what should I do? I'm going to take from Hashem to read Dovik to Hashem. It doesn't make sense to him. But for you and me, I don't want to insult you, for you and me, we need both those drops. And it's very interesting that the Rambam doesn't bring down the Mizboinen B'Torah in the Yad HaChazok, in his Halacha Sefer. In the Sefer Mitzvahs he brings it down. The Rambam Chloikas him in the Chinuch. But in the Yad HaChazok he brings down being Mizboinen B'Torah, and I think that's where you got to start. That's where business has to start. And we for sure, since we're not spending 29 hours a day learning Torah, avad in your spare time, you should be Mizboinen B'Torah. If a National Geographic video, please, I'm not giving my hechshit to National Geographic videos, any videos, whatever. You guys, Rav Shur said you have a chiv to watch National Geographic videos, that's not what I'm saying. But if watching a National Geographic video is being used, begin a Mizboinen B'Torah, and it's bringing you to Avos Hashem, I don't know if it's awesome. I don't know if you shouldn't do it. You have to find out for yourself. But certainly watch The Wizard of Oz. Yeah, might be a... But if watching The Wizard of Oz gets you through the day and that's what's going to stop you from committing suicide, then maybe you have a hit, I don't know.
I have a big problem with the whole biblical Torah idea. Because unless you're learning Torah 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, there's a time. I mean, exception for sleeping or eating or whatever else.
That's an ideal. It's an ideal, yes.
I mean, that's like, I can't.
Of course you can't. Who said you have to?
Well, because then if I watch my National Geographic...
One second. Who told you that you have to step into our deal now? Where did you get the concept from? There's an ideal in the Torah. The ideal in the Torah is, when are my actions going to be like Avraham Avinu?
Real, right.
You've got to get back to real. The ideal is a direction finder. I told you, the Tanchuma there, whatever it is, whatever we learn this from, doesn't say, when are my actions going to be like Avraham Avinu? It doesn't say, you have to be like Avraham Avinu today. So you have to ask yourself every day. So yes, we have a she'ifa where, yeah, my biggest nisoyin is going to be one moment's hesech hadas from Limud HaTorah. That's what I'm yearning for. And right now, you know, I'll learn my 2 hours a day, and I'll do what I'm doing or whatever, and tomorrow maybe I'll try and learn 2 hours in 1 minute. And I'll move from real to ideal. But don't let the ideal trap you and say, oh, well, I'm never going to get there, I'm not going anywhere. No, go back to real. Never forget that.
You've got a Derech Baruch. If you want it to be the yellow brick road, follow the yellow brick road.
I'm glad your problem's the Wizard of Oz.